two hopeless daters.
One dating app that dares you to swipe right.
The question is,
whose love life is more tragic?
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates.
It's the dating game show that my mom says isn't raunchy enough.
Oh, wow.
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates, where two of our listeners go head-to-head to figure out whose dating life is the most tragic. We'll explain the rules in just a second, but first, let's meet today's contestants. In this corner, he got so drunk on his last date, he decided to take a swim in the steakhouse lobster tank.
Oh, no.
Please welcome Speedo Theo.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Happy to be here.
Impressive you can fit inside of one of those,
yeah.
Theo.
We won't explain how we got in there.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
We won't explain. Uh-huh.
In the other corner, the girls love his personality. They think he's super cute, has a great body, but oh no.
What?
It's Centimeter Peter.
Oh, buddy. That's tough.
How you doing, man?
Why you gotta be like that?
It's all right.
At least you're attractive, bro.
Uh-huh. There's no judgment here. But here's how the game works. One contestant is going to start by telling one of their worst dating stories. Then the other will try and counter with a nightmare story of their own. We're going to go back and forth for three rounds, and then afterwards we'll declare a winner. Speedo Theo, why don't you kick us off? Go.
So I'm going to kick it right off with Melinda. We had a great date. We get back to her house, and she had a dog, Fester. Okay. Fester, he just didn't seem to like me. Mm-hmm. Long story short, we get to hooking up. I had to close the door to keep Fester from coming in and out.
I've had to do that, too, for a girl's dog.
But then all of a sudden, he's in the room on the bed.
What?
Oh.
Trying to dodge him. The dog bites him.
What?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. The dog thinks you're attacking his owner.
But that's not the kicker.
Oh.
What?
She wasn't mad at the dog.
Oh.
She wasn't mad at him?
She said that I had on some kind of cologne that kind of triggered the dog.
Oh.
And this is why he bit me.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Don't mess with the dog.
You were the bad dog in that situation.
Yeah.
She hit you right over the nose with a newspaper and sent you packing. Let's go to Centimeter Peter. What do you got?
All right. First of all, the name is 100 Meter Peter.
Okay. All right. 100 Meter
it's
Peter.
It's all right, honey.
Man. So it took this girl to a bar. And let me tell you, like, she was all over me, right? Mm. She's, like, kissing me and pushing me against the wall.
I really do feel, not to interrupt you, like you're overcompensating right now.
100 meter.
Okay.
100 meter, I'm telling you. Right.
It's all over you. Then what happens?
I'm not going to lie. I was into it. Like, it was fun. And then I noticed that she's making out with me, and her eyes are, like, wide open, which is kind of odd, you know?
Oh,
and then I realized that she's not looking at me. She's looking, like, behind me.
Oh, no.
What?
And I turn around, and she is, like, flipping off this other dude. And I'm just like, what?
Oh.
And it turns out this dude was her boyfriend.
Oh,
actually her boyfriend? I thought it was an ex.
That'll make you mad.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Damn. All right. Let's go on to round two. We're back to Speedo Theo. Give us your best shot, man.
Got a beautiful young lady. We meet at a bar, get her back home.
Mm-hmm.
Safe to say some things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I wake up in the middle of the night.
Okay.
Come to find out, she's sneaking out. You don't have to sneak out. I'll walk you out.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Wow. Of course.
As I was walking, I noticed she had a duffel bag that looked pretty familiar. So I look inside. This young lady tried to steal my whole Pokemon card collection.
No!
Oh, dude.
She was a Pokemon thief.
All she said was, sorry, and left.
Well, at least she felt bad about it. All right.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
We're back to you. We're back to you, Meter Long Peter.
That's right.
All right. Don't scare me here. What do you got?
You know, I wanted to, you know, a nice night out.
Yeah.
And so everything's cool. And all of a sudden, when the food comes, right, like I ordered a steak.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And as soon as she saw what came out, she started crying.
Uh-oh.
Started crying. And it turns out she grew up on a farm.
Okay.
And when she was growing up, she had a pet cow named Daisy.
Oh.
And she said that, like, my steak reminded her of Daisy.
Oh, you guys spent so much money on that steak, too.
Daisy was marbled the same way. That's so sad. All right, we're on to the third and final round. These need to be your best stories, gentlemen. Don't hold back.
I was taking a pretty young lady out to get some drinks, and we had a bartender come up, and, you know, the usual, let's check your ID. So I pulled mine out. I don't have a problem showing off my age. But the young lady, as she was fidgeting at her purse, it fell to the ground, and you wouldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. Over 15 other IDs fell all over the floor.
She's underage, or she's an identity thief. Yeah. It could be anything.
Yeah,
really.
So I definitely was alarmed and thought about my credit history.
He immediately called his bank.
Yeah.
So what happened?
So she says, listen, I just keep these IDs for fun.
Oh, yeah, fun. So much fun.
And she said, let me go to the bathroom. So I had my back turned, but I heard some clinking, you know, her heels. She was running out of the door.
Oh. Are you dating a criminal? It was it was Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah. Here we go. We're back to Peter. This is your last chance to counter. What do you got, man?
So I go over her plate. She has got 5 or 6 different outfits of men's clothing, like, laid out on her couch.
What? On her couch?
And, well, she says to me, if I wanted to while she was cooking dinner, I could try some on because these belong to her ex.
Oh.
But he, okay. I'm not going to lie, though. He had this nice suit.
Oh.
And it looked about my size. So I'm like, I'm going to try it on. And I went into her bedroom. And while I'm in there, and, like, I noticed there's a picture of her ex on her nightstand.
What?
And dude looked just like me.
Oh.
Like, I see him probably wearing the same suit that I'm wearing right now, and he looked just like me. Like, it freaked me out.
Oh, maybe it was you.
Yeah.
Maybe you dated this girl like 4 years ago and you just forgot.
You got amnesia.
That's what it was,
Jeffy. I don't know, man. She made me wear the suit during dinner, but a home-cooked meal is a home-cooked meal.
All right. We heard the final bell. That means the match is over. Let's go to the judges and get the final scorecards. Alexis, who are you giving it to?
I'm going Speedo Theo for the girl stealing your Pokemon card.
You got one vote for Theo. Brooke, what do you think?
Dude, you got bit during the act. I'm going Speedo Theo.
All right. That's 2 votes for Theo. That means congratulations, Speedo Theo. You are the master of dating disaster. And we're all going to sign a radio station keychain. We'll send it over to you. All right, buddy?
Congrats.
Thank you.
That's right. Congratulations, man. And remember, text in your terrible dating stories to 78592.
Yeah.
Maybe you can be a contestant on the next edition of Battle of the Tinder Dates. We got your phone tap coming up right after this.